Text 6. Yavailasatri Tulasi Vimishra. Krishnangri Renmam Pradika Munitra. Punati Lokanu Bayatra Sesha. Kastam na seveta marishyampana. Yavela satri tulasi vimishra. Krishnangri renmam vyadikamunetra. Punati lokanu bayat. Kastam na seveta marishyamana. Yavaila satri tulasi vimishra. Krishnangri renma pyadikam gunitra. Punati lokanu bayatra seshan. Kastam na seveta marishyamana. Kastam na sevete marishyamana. Krishnangri renma pradikambu netre. Mataji. The river which why always lasat floating with Sri Tulasi, Tulasi leaves, Vimishra mixed Krishna Angri, the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna. Renu, dust, abhyadika, auspicious, amber, water, netri, that which is carrying, punati, sacrifice, sanctifies, lokan, planets, abhyatra, both the upper and lower, inside and outside. So Lisan, along with Lord Shiva, Kaha, who else, Tam, that river, Na, does not, Seveta, worship. Marishyamana, on who is it to die at any moment? Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the river, the Ganges by which the king sat to fast, carries the most auspicious water, which is mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and tulasi leaves. Therefore, that water sanctifies the three worlds, inside and outside, and even sanctifies Lord Shiva and other demigods. Consequently, everyone who is destined to die must take shelter of this river. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit, just after receiving the news of his death, within 7 days, at once retired from family life and shifted himself to the sacred bank of the Yamuna River. Generally, it is said that the king took shelter on the bank of the Ganges. But according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the king took shelter on the bank of Yamuna. Srila Jiva Goswami's statement appears to be the more accurate because of the geographical situation. Maharaj Parikshit resided in his capital Hastinapur, situated near present Delhi, and the river Yamuna flows down past the city. Naturally, the king would take shelter of the river Yamuna because she was flowing past his palace door. And as far as sanctity is concerned, the river Yamuna is more directly connected with Lord Krishna than the Ganges. The Lord sanctified the river Yamuna with the beginning of his transcendental pastimes in the world. While his father Vasudeva was crossing the Yamuna with the baby Lord Krishna for the safe place at Gokula on the other bank of the river from Mathura, the Lord fell down in the river, and by the dust of his lotus feet, the river at once became sanctified. It is especially mentioned herein that Maharaj Parikshit took the shelter of the particular river, which is beautifully flowing, carrying the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, mixed with the tulsi leaf. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are always besmeared with the tulsi leaf, and thus, as soon as his lotus feet contacts the water of Ganges and the Yamuna, the river becomes at once sanctified. The Lord, however, contacted the river Yamuna more than the Ganges. According to Varaha Purana, as quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, there is no difference between water of the Ganges and the Yamuna. But when the water of Ganges is sanctified 100 times, it is called Yamuna. Similarly, it is said in the scriptures that 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to the one name of Ram. And 3 names of Lord Ram are equal to 1 name of Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Svirupam Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Satya Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vahya Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, I seek the blessing from all of you. Hare Krishna. Here, in translation it is given, the river Ganges, where the king has taken his fasting and he was stayed there, it is most auspicious water. Is mixed with dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and tulasi leaf. Therefore, that water sanctifies the three worlds inside and outside, and even sanctifies Lord Shiva and Lord demigods, other demigods. Consequently, everyone who is destined to die must take shelter of this river. Ganga or Yamuna. Here Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving the news of his death within 7 days, at once he is retired from family life and shifted himself to sacred bank of Yamuna River. Actually, the king took that decision it is a realized soul and immediately stopped because he was the king Chakravarti of the whole world actually. He was such a great king and immediately stopping everything and becoming a mendicant is very difficult job. Very difficult. And he has that practice of that. And actually, this is the everyone has to face the death. Everyone has to face. That is a compulsory subject for everyone. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says, even especially for devotees, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, marta janle, marna kaisa pehle sikho. भजन करो, साधन करो, सब कुछ करो, लेकिन मरना कैसा पहले सीखो. चैंटिंग द होली नेम इज सो इम्पॉर्टेंट एंड इट इज फॉर एवरीथिंग एंड दैट टाइम दैट शुड कम. दैट इज द प्रैक्टिस दे हैव टू डू. एंड यू नो वन डे दिस यमुना माता जी, देर वॉज ए जपा सेशन वॉज देर. Prabhupada was just watching. So Jamuna Mataji was looking some other work, not japa. She was taking some other job. Japa I can do later. So Prabhupada was asking, Jamuna, have you completed the japa? So she said, no, I have to do it. No, the war will start. The bombardment will be there. Don't wait for next. Complete the japa first. So this is a warning for all of us. You know, just do this. That is a shielding. That is armor you have to wear. Raksha kavach. That we should wear. Devotees should wear that. And that is the thing. Japa. Very important. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj took it very seriously. Because he was practicing devotional service since, and he renounced very soon, immediately, without thinking anything. Otherwise, he should have been stayed in that palace only with one ansan karte baith jata. But no, it is completely renounced. Nothing is there, no touch at all. Mendicant, immediately he has become. See, actually, this requires a habit. Real habit is needed. Otherwise, not possible. Actually, this was Prabhupada's time. There was Gandhi movement was there. That Gandhi was telling, one Chittaranjan Das was there. He was telling, you don't accept any salary from that British government. You stop it. You leave the job. Because that Chittaranjan was having a good position. He was getting 50,000 salary. But Gandhiji said, you leave that job. Quit it. But it was a very difficult way. He just left it. But he was shocked. He could not leave more time. Because that habit is there, na? Getting that big money and having the life, and immediately you stop it. How is it possible? He could not get that money regularly, whatever is coming. So, it was a shock for him. And he has to pass away after that. He passed away. Krishna consciousness is just a practice. There is nothing else. When you have a shelter of Krishna, see, the Prabhupada said, I have taken a shelter of Krishna. When I had come to India, Western country, when I had come, I had only 40 rupees. But today, it is more than 40 crores. So, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, people started saying. Prabhupada says, what Jai Prabhupada? Death can come at any time. And don't be that happy. So you should be prepared for that. That can come at any time. Be prepared. That is the thing, actually. The especially, I myself will say that we had with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, initial stage, I asked him, so, Maharaj, we are quite young and we can, this Bhagavad Gita is very good, Bhagavatam is good, Kirtan is good, all Krishna consciousness is very good. But I think I'll join later, after some time when I will become old, then that time we can be with full time and with crash course. We can do Bhagavatam, everything here only. And Mahamantra and purifying ourselves. Is it not good idea, Maharaj? Maharaj said, yeah, it's a good idea. But have you got birth date? Have you got death date? I said, no death date. And don't take risk. Krishna has provided you this date. Just take it from today onwards. And then he started saying one story of Hayagriva. Because Hayagriva was the English editor of Prabhupada. He was English teacher also. He was with Prabhupada. Very nicely, Prabhupada was teaching him like a son. Very nice. Some or the other, some time has come, he has gone to Goa and someplace, and he could not return back. So, Prabhupada was asking, have you seen Hayagriva? Have you seen? Less like some children they are asking. Nobody could see. Then Prabhupada's time was over. Then, the same Hayagriva, he had come to West Virginia. That time Radhanath Maharaj was there and he was suffering from backbone cancer and he was crying and saying that I had a guru but I could not utilize that properly. I could not do it. I am very shameful. I am very sorry. So you people should give me support whatever the next thing you have to do. So Maharaj used to give that Bhagavatam classes and all. Everything they were giving him and sleeping condition. And he was crying and then Maharaj was asking, why you are crying? I am crying for my repentance. My repentance, I am crying. I could have been done better than this. This is why I am crying. So he left that place after that with the devotional service. These are the things, if you think it is, you got lots of time, sorry, we can't have that. That is the thing. Actually, Mother Ganges and Mother Yamuna, both are Charanamrit. Both are Charanamrit of the Lord. And we should know value of the rivers. These rivers, they don't have value of the rivers. We should have that consciousness of rivers, that spiritual consciousness, we should know that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His Charanamrit it is. See, actually this government has done some Ganga Bachao, Yamuna Bachao, Andolan. They have tried to do something, cleaning the Ganga and Yamuna. See, what happened is one place, Yamuna has entered some of the city, when there is no, after coming out is not there. Input is there, output is not there. Then they understood that their keeping the sewage on that, chemical water, all these things, it is contaminated, totally contaminated. So they used to have for their home and all, but the sewage is coming. And all polluted, very, very badly polluted. They don't know this Charanamrit. They don't know what is Charanamrit, what is Gangajal, what is Yamunajal. The people don't have that knowledge. They don't have it. Well, very few people may be knowing it is Charanamrit. Very few people know it. They do not know the value of the river. Forget about it. Highly qualified people, they don't know it. What is the introduction of the river? They do not know. Value of the devotion, they don't know. These people are saying, whether Sri Ram is born, it is a Dantakata. What type of people are Indian people we are? So these are the things. So the 100 names are equivalent to 3 names of Ram. And 3 names of Ram is equivalent to 1 name of Krishna. This is a scripture. Scripture is saying. Suppose we are doing a Sahasranama. It is 3 names of Rams you are counting. And 3 names of Ram is equivalent to Krishna name. That Krishna name is the supreme. We should understand that. Chanting the holy name is come, is purify everything. Very important. Chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, the river is polluting, water is polluting, that things if you don't get, at least you should not pollute the holy name. That is most important. Emphasizing, Prabhupada is emphasizing that holy name. Chant the holy name. Chant Hare Krishna. Attentively, without any offensive. Actually, Parikshit is sitting on the bank of Yamuna. Right? Is Yamuna, Ganga, that is both same. You are sitting there. But what is purifying? Krishna Katha. If you sit near Ganges or Yamuna with your Prajalpa, they won't be doing Krishna Katha. That is purifying. That is why Sukadeva Maharaj had come, arrived there right time and made everything purified. Krishna Katha is needed. Space is very nice, very, very auspicious, but more auspiciousness is Krishna Katha. Shravanam Kirtanam. We have to do. That purifies everything. Shravanam Kirtanam. See, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita is more important. Sometimes he says, it is more important than Ganga. Ganga and coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. But Bhagavad Gita is coming from the mouth of the Lord. That is most important. So it should be without any offense. Very, very attentively we have to hear it. So Bhagavad Gita comes from the mouth of the Lord. So Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita is more important than taking bath, sitting on the river bank. It's okay. This is part of it. But more purifying process is Shravanam Kirtanam. More important. So, you see, having discussed all these points, one question still to be answered, especially in the case of Parikshit, as a Sringi is at fault or not? Then the second is, Parikshit Maharaj is really at fault? And third is, Shamik Rishi is there and the fault? Whose fault it is? And here it is given, Shamik Rishi was at fault not to serving the king of the entire world, who was their protector, with a glass of water when he was thirsty. It was a fault. he has not served one glass of water because he was the king of the whole world and he was the protector. He had come for you for a glass of water. Shamik Rishi has not given it. Then second thing is that Parikshit Maharaj was at fault for becoming angry and putting dead snake on the neck of the Rishi. Becoming angry itself is a fault of Parikshit Maharaj. And by that silly thing, he has taken a dead snake and putting to the neck of the Rishi. As tit for tat, he had given it. You have not given me the water, this I am giving you. So that is a fault. And then Sringi, the son who has given the curse, he was at fault cursing the king to death for the minor offense. Even to three of them were at fault. Minor offense, she has cursed for 7 days. You have to leave the life. You have to die. You have to die within 7 days. The three of them were also all in the fault. But Acharya Srila Prabhupada gives two reasons for this. The first reason is that since he was only an inexperienced young boy, son actually, and since his father asked for forgiveness from the Lord on his behalf, he was not punished. He was not punished. It was nullified. Cleared it. His father has taken forgiveness. Second, the most important reason is that the entire incident was arranged by the will of the Lord. Entire arrangement. Actually, it was the desire of the Lord, and Maharaj Parikshit, Shamik Rishi and his son Sringi were all instrumental in fulfilling the desire of the Lord. So, none of them are put in the difficulty because everything was done in the relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wanted it. He arranged it that way. Otherwise, 7 days curse, he is going to get it. And this Sukadeva Maharaj was within the womb of the mother. Krishna has made an arrangement to come out after 16 years. So, this is the great job. It was pre-planned by the Lord. He wanted it. He wanted this should happen. And so none of them are put to the difficulty because everything was done in the relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was the arrangement of 7 days and seven nights time for the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam by an exalted devotee, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Hence, entire incident was orchestrated, properly orchestrated by Supreme Lord. Even Parikshit, even though he has done that silly mistake, it's not that big mistake, but he was feeling it is a mistake. I should get punishment. This is done. He was very silent. He has not gone for any argument or making that faultless thing and nothing. He has silence. I did it. This was the will of the Lord. Lord wanted it. I should suffer for that. What is the best way to purify my soul? Atma kalyan kaisa hoga? Sukadeva Maharaj was asking and he was giving him the answer. Atma kalyan taise hi hoga. You have to have Krishna katha. Shravanam kirtana. He said so seriously. He's not bothered about his kingdom or his relation or nothing. He was bothered. The wealth and all, nothing bothered. How to purify my spirit soul? How to get out from here within the 7 night and 7 day? And he was fasting and no sleep. Srila Sukadeva Goswami, hence entire incident was orchestrated by the Supreme Lord. No retaliation is best retaliation. You can see that he was quiet. Yes, I did my fault. It is the arrangement of Lord. I have to leave this place today or tomorrow. Today is the best way. No, see the preparation. Not extending it. This is the time has come. 7 days, seven nights. Very nicely. Retaliation is the best retaliation. Parikshit Maharaj, practical to all these things, till his last breath. And hence he became the recipient of gospel, of sound Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. He was recipient, he was just asking questions, getting answers, asking questions, day and night. So much interest means that is extraordinary. We can't say the ordinary word as interest. Extraordinary. Srimad Bhagavatam, asking question, answers, question, answers. And we are not able to sit for Srimad Bhagavatam for one hour. Attentively, but Krishna gives the strength to this Parikshit 7 days, seven nights, without eating, without sleeping. It is amazing, you know. We cannot even think of it. Sometimes we do that night kirtan for some time, or full night kirtan, some ekadashi day. It is horrible. We are suffering. But that arjua so much. Because death is a final. And he has to, Parikshit has to complete it very sincerely. That was the urge. It was too heavy. That has been given. So, Krishna gives strength accordingly, the prayerful mood, everything. And he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha, not anything else. Everything is Krishna Katha. You have to hear Krishna Katha. 99% spiritual advancement is by chanting the holy name, Prabhupada is saying. Then 1% is that other thing. Chanting the holy name. Everything. It is the medicine. Divi Aushadhi for every problem. Every problem. Somebody is in the hospital. Somebody is sick. Somebody is poverty stricken. Somebody is this. So many domestic problems. But solution is one only. Chant the holy name and be happy. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's many people were there putting queue at his place. Swamiji, I have this problem, I have that problem. So he says, there is one problem. You have forgotten Krishna. You have forgotten Krishna. You have to create the relationship with the Lord. You have forgotten Krishna and are having relationship with the whole world, but no use at all. The Krishna relationship, you have to find out, you have to make relationship with Krishna, you have to love him. Krishna only you have to love him. And seriously you have to love him. That is why chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is like breathing. If your breathing is not there, you will not remain. Ram Nam Satya. The same way the chanting is needed. You are walking somewhere, doing that job, this job, but you are chanting, you are doing it for Krishna, the chanting should be done. That should continue. Otherwise, 1 hour I stopped breathing. What will happen? yoga type, 2 hours. No. You have to do it as a breathing. You have to do the japa. You have to do the chanting. Even within you, whatever the work you are doing, you have to do it within. Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna gives the strength for that. Wo sirf sunne ka nahi hai. You have to accept the Mahamantra. Mahamantra bas batane ke liye kar raha hai, waisa nahi. You have to accept it. This life and soul of mine. Krishna is everything for me. He is my life and soul. No other relation here. We have got the life, we have got the human form of life to have devotional service with Krishna. That's all. Krishna is everything. Huh? That's why when Duryodhan and Arjun were there, they have gone for Dwarka to ask the help for war. Then it's a very important subject. So, Krishna said, I have two groups. One is that Krishna, Narayani Sena, their soldiers are there. Other one is myself. This is the family war. I am not going to use Astra Shastra Nailunga. So, I am useless person. But other one is Narayani Sena. Now you can select it, which is suitable for you. I'll ask Arjun, because he is young in age. I'll ask Arjuna. But Duryodhana wanted that Narayani Sena only. He was thinking. And Arjuna was saying, what is your choice, Arjuna? So he says, Krishna, I don't know anything, but I wanted you with me. So Duryodhana was very happy. Foolish Arjuna. He do not know, he is not having, they were in the forest for many years, they don't have sufficient army also. They could have taken Narayani Sena, foolish person. He goes. Then Krishna asks Arjuna, why you have selected me? And you could have selected the Sena. And Arjuna says, very, very important thing, says, I do not know anything in this world, Krishna. I do not know anything. I know one thing. Where Krishna is there victorious is there. Victory is there. I know only one thing. That is the principle, sutra. Where Krishna is there is this sutra is there. Victory is there. Kaunteya Pratijani Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Arjuna, go and declare boldly, my devotees will never perish. What a word it is. So Prabhupada says, even Krishna, if he is there is everything, every success, every victory. This is Arjuna had that in mind. So you should have the Arjuna's consciousness. Even in Bhagavad Gita, hearing Bhagavad Gita, you should have Arjuna's consciousness. That's all. The Krishna says to Arjuna, see, you have your hands. That the hands are not yours. Those hands are not yours. That is my hand. You have to fight on this on my behalf. And how could you decide that you are not going to fight? Krishna was asking Arjuna, how you have decided that the hands are my hand, that you have to serve for me? And you are saying you are not fighting. How could you say it is my hand? So Arjuna says, Karishche Vachanam Tava. I was not knowing. Please, now I will do that. Same thing, even chanting the holy name, you have to remember this hand belongs to Krishna. He makes us to chant. Even in mouth also you have to chant. Krishna's hand. With that Krishna's hand, you have to do the full service. It will come to us also. This is Krishna's hand, Krishna's body. Everything belongs to Krishna. So there is no chance of skipping it any moment. That is the thing. So at that word, actually Krishna's that word, Arjuna's word, you should take Krishna conscious very seriously. Because where there is Krishna, there is victory. There is no other thing. Everything is zero. This is what Prabhupada is saying. So, that is a special mercy from the Supreme Lord for Parikshit Maharaj to deliver. He's accepted all situation, everything. He's very perfectly. And he got every intelligence. Even after 7 days, before Takshak comes, he got liberated. He has not to wait that. So, purifying process is only the process. How the soul gets purified. That is the transcendental eternal life. And we see that, perishable thing. Perishable body. Actually, Prabhupada said, is a precarious condition, the non-perishable thing, soul, is within the perishable body. So you have to make it that way. Very precarious condition. So you have to see that, you have to understand that non-perishable thing. We are always saying that perishable thing, material thing. Mera ye ho gaya, mera wo ho gaya, mera ye ho gaya. This will never help. Actually, certain age also, we have to be very, very careful. This will never help. And some or the other you have to leave this place. Or even Parikshit Maharaj also decided that this is the will of the Lord. 7 days, seven nights. I'll never have sleep. No time for eating. Nothing. 7 days, seven nights gone just like that. Just a moment. Yeah. All rishis, all the sages, they were there. They were waiting for that. That movement is such a wonderful movement. So same type, the Bhagavatam has been just come out with that. If Krishna is not there, Bhagavatam is there. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And you have to hear the same things. Same mantra. Yesterday also I did the same mantra. Today also I have to do the same mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This same mantra is going to purify you. Because purification mountain, it is like a mountain. That it has to come down. So, that purification is taking place, Krishna Katha, with this holy name. And day by day, you have to purify. This is the job you have to have. And you can't say, one person was asking Prabhupada, what every day I have to chant this mantra? He said, Prabhupada, I don't want to say, it's a Hare John, it is Hare Krishna only. So you should chant that mantra and same mantra is going to purify. No changing. People will say, I'm bored with that mantra. Kitna karnega? No, you will increase that taste. If the taste is increasing means you are accepted it. Krishna is accepted it. The taste is not there means still we have to do it. We have to pray very seriously and ask for the Lord to give that solution and make me pure, Lord. Make me pure. I am helpless condition. Trinadapi sunischena tarorapi saishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. You have to be humbler than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. Give all respect to others. Don't expect any respect from them. In that stage, you can constantly chant the holy name. That's all. Suppose if you wanted some respect, you can't chant the holy name. Some respect has not given, they could not understand me and all. No. This is the sutra. Very important. Tattva. Janma karma chame divyam. Yeme eveti tattvata. Tekta devam punar janma naiti mamiti svandina. My pastimes, my leela, janma, regarding. That only you have to hear all the time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing Bhagavatam. Tota Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit was giving the Bhagavatam. And they both were crying. Hearing Bhagavatam, reciting Bhagavatam, crying. That Tatpatra thing has become wet also. Reading. And the story like Prahlad, Dhruva, Lord says, when the story gets ended, he said, repeat. You know how much time? 100 times repeat. So repetition program is going to purify us. Repeat Mahamantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself is giving that, taking that instruction. This is for us. This is the real thing which you have to repeat. This is that. No, nothing else to repeat. Same Krishna Katha. That will purify us. So, time up. So, our main job is just to chant the holy name, and everything will be taken care of. Krishna will take care. He is the doer, cause of all causes. That's all. Be happy. Even he was 7 days, 7 night, he did this program, and for us at least 7 hours. it will be really job we have to do, and more if you do, more and more purification will be done, and purification is ultimate, and we'll be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.